Armadoxy for today: rocks, stones, and the Pope. The conclave to elect the next Pope has begun. The person they select will be the next successor of St. Peter, one of the apostles of Jesus Christ. During the last few weeks, since the passing of Pope Francis, I've been asked many times about how the Armenian Church fits into the picture of the Christian Church, especially considering that right after Easter and leading to his funeral, I shared some thoughts about the pontiff, his legacy, under the banner of Armadoxy, and these messages. Some question the phrase in the Confession of Faith, that is, in the Nicene Creed. We proclaim this every Sunday. We believe in one Catholic and Apostolic Holy Church, we say. So let's begin right there. The term Catholic means universal. In print, it is easy to make a distinction between the Catholic with a lowercase c as meaning universal and the uppercase c as pertaining to the Roman Catholic Church. The office of the Pope is the head of the Catholic, uppercase c, Church. In the Nicene Creed, we confess that the Church is universal, lowercase c, Catholic. It is apostolic because it traces its origin to one of the apostles. As I shared with you in those earlier daily messages, in the case of the Armenian Church, it was the apostle Thaddeus that brought the good news, the gospel of Jesus' resurrection, to Armenia, just as Peter took the message to Rome. In Matthew chapter 16, we read that Jesus asks the disciples, first, "Who do people say that I am?" After they throw out a few names, such as Isaiah, John the Baptist, or Jeremiah, Jesus turned the question to them, "And who do you say that I am?" One of the 12, Simon, answers, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus responds, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter. And on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not be victorious against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Now Jesus renames Simon Peter, which is a play on the Greek word for stone or rock. Now here is where some explanation is necessary. The Roman Catholic Church says that the church is built upon Peter, the rock, whereas the Armenian Church and other Orthodox churches say that the rock is the profession of faith that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. The church is built upon that profession. Thaddeus, Bartholomew, James, John, and the other disciples joined St. Peter in this profession. As for Judas, his vacancy was the first to be filled. Tomorrow we'll look at that scriptural reference. For today, as the Roman Catholic cardinals pray and deliberate for the next successor of St. Peter, we pray a prayer that we extract from the first letter of St. Peter, chapter 2. We come to you, Lord Jesus, the living stone, rejected by men, but precious and chosen by God. Keep away from me all malice, guile, insincerity, envy, and slander, so that my prayer may join the prayers of others to fortify your holy church in bringing glory and honor to you.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.